U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar for talks with Arab officials whose countries are wary of the nuclear deal with Iran. He arrived in the capital of Qatar on Sunday after visiting Egypt, where he also spoke in favor of the agreement with Iran. The worry by Sunni-ruled Gulf Arab states is over Shiite Iran's increasing assertiveness in the region. In Cairo, Kerry acknowledged Iran's destabilizing activities, but he said they would be easier to deal with if Tehran cannot develop a nuclear weapon. Kerry's meetings in Doha today are a follow-up on a May meeting President Obama hosted for Arab leaders at Camp David. That's where the U.S. promised them enhanced security cooperation and expedited defense sales to guard against a potential Iranian threat. In this vein, the U.S. State Department authorized the sale to Saudi Arabia of $5.4 billion in Patriot missiles. That's along with $500 million in ammunition. Meanwhile, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the country got basically what it wanted in the deal. In a national address late Sunday, he said the accord recognizes Iran's right to enrich uranium and lifts international sanctions. He says negotiations between Iran and the six-nation group, the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, worked because of constructive interaction instead of confrontation. Today, Code Pink delivers flowers to the home of Secretary of State John Kerry. It's a thank you for his efforts in the Iran nuclear deal. After leaving the Middle East, Kerry travels to Southeast Asia, stopping in Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam before returning to Washington.
Our climate is changing. It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion, it's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus.
President Barack Obama and his White House staff, using social media, released video in advance of a big climate change announcement today.
That's why on Monday, my administration will release the final version of America's Clean Power Plan, the biggest, most important step we've ever taken to combat climate change. Power plants are the single biggest source of the harmful carbon pollution that contributes to climate change. But until now, there have been no federal limits to the amount of that pollution those plants can dump into the air. Think about that. We limit the amount of toxic chemicals like mercury and sulfur and arsenic in our air and water, and we're better off for it. But existing power plants can still dump unlimited amounts of harmful carbon pollution into the air we breathe.
America's Clean Power Plan sets limits on power plant carbon emissions. It assigns customized targets to each state, and then it leaves it up to the state to determine how to meet them. Power companies and local utility authorities have started planning to meet the targets in anticipation of being eventually forced to comply with the EPA. But lawmakers in Congress are expected to redouble their efforts to use legislation to stop Obama's regulation. The Electric Reliability Coordinating Council, which represents energy companies, said 20 to 30 states are poised to join with industry in suing over the rule. Nevertheless, by clamping down on emissions, the rules are expected to spur production in renewable sources like wind and solar. Up in Canada on Sunday, Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament. An election has been called for October 19th. The Conservative Harper has already been in office for three terms. He's hoping for a fourth term, this after almost a decade in power. His opponents are Tom Mulcair of the New Democratic Party from the Conservative province of Alberta and Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, son of late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Their debate is set for Thursday, the same night that the GOP has scheduled a debate on Fox with the 10 most likely GOP candidates. The 10 are the ones who fare best in polling averages by Tuesday night from the five most recent national public opinion surveys. So far, a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released on Sunday shows Trump as the first choice of 19% of GOP primary voters. This is followed by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker at 15% and Florida Governor Jeb Bush by 14%. And finally, Legionnaires' disease. New York City says four people have died from the disease since the recent outbreak in the South Bronx was detected. All deceased individuals were older adults. They had additional underlying medical problems. There are 71 reported cases. 55 were hospitalized. 25 have been treated and discharged. Legionnaires is a non-communicable disease. The disease is spread by breathing water vapors from cooling towers infected by the Legionella bacteria. This doesn't in any way affect drinking water. New York City's drinking water supply and other water features like fountains and pools, these are all safe throughout New York City. They are unaffected by Legionella. So far, 5 buildings tested positive. They were all cleaned. They are Lincoln Hospital, Concourse Plaza, the Opera House Hotel, Verizon, and Streamline Plastics Company in the South Bronx. There's a town hall scheduled for tonight for area residents hosted by Councilmember Vanessa Gibson. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.